Have you ever felt like you're stuck on autopilot, kind of going through the motions in your work, maybe a little tired, even bored or disengaged? Well, let's shake things up today and make things insanely interesting. Stay tuned. Welcome to CEO on the Go, the show about personal and professional growth for busy leaders like you. I'm Gail Lance, and I'm here to help you think differently, solve big problems, and inspire change. It's tough to do on your own and even with a team, but it is possible. So let's get started. Welcome back to CEO on the Go. Today, I'm doing a short solo episode for a change. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you know I've had an amazing lineup of fantastic guests from around the world over the past few weeks. Just as a quick recap, at the beginning of the year, I had a conversation with Oscar Trimboli, and we talked about deep listening. That was a fantastic episode. Also, Fortune 500 CEO Keith Demings of Assurant. That became a two-part episode because he had so many great insights to share. Another wonderful guest was Kemi Nekvapil. She's author of Power, and we talked about how to live and lead without apology. She's originally from Nigeria and now is living in Australia. Then up was Brandon Williams, a former fighter pilot in the U.S. Air Force with many great insights to share on leadership. And then finally, futurist Dr. Gabriel Rizzo, based in Italy, who talked about using foresight to create your futures. So I encourage you to check out any of those that you missed, and more importantly, decide something you'll put into practice as a result of listening, even if it's just another way of seeing a specific issue. I found each of the guests to be very interesting, which is in part what prompted this episode today, which asks the question, what do you find to be interesting? And why is that important? What about the idea of even being insanely interesting? I love the Atlas quote that says, "I find it amusing that we're all pretending to be normal when we could be insanely interesting instead." I've been thinking a lot about the pressure or the expectation to conform to what you think is normal in your life and or your work. And without stealing the thunder from an upcoming guest I have on tap who will be talking specifically about authenticity, I wanted to touch on the importance of just keeping things interesting. You know, I often hear people talking about their work in a way that doesn't really sound interesting even to them. When I say, "How is work going?" you'll hear answers like, "Oh, I'm just exhausted," or same old," or "nothing new." Sometimes when I'm doing Zoom sessions for groups, I'll just ask people to put a word or two in the chat before we start to describe how they're feeling that day. And the word "tired" always makes the list. So don't get me wrong, I have days like that too. So don't think that you've got to be highly energized and engaged and, you know, doing fascinating work all the time. Maybe you're in a field that allows you to be creative or to learn or study new ideas. You know, I know I work with a lot of people in higher ed, medicine, healthcare. The nature of some work seems to be more interesting compared to others. But even if the nature of the work you do doesn't seem all that interesting or energizing, I think you can find ways to bring more of that into your work. So I wanted to talk about 8 aspects of your leadership that can help you make work more interesting and ultimately more valuable for yourself and other people. And these are simply, I'd consider them areas of focus that you might want to cultivate in yourself and or bring out more in other people that you work with. And as I often like to do, I'll include some questions as prompts to get you thinking. So the first is authenticity and vulnerability. Now, you know, people are often drawn to other people who are authentic and vulnerable. When someone is willing to share who they really are, including their challenges or flaws or struggles, it can create a deep connection and intrigue. So the question to think about is, how might you show more vulnerability in a way that doesn't threaten how you're showing up as a leader? You might be surprised to find that it actually makes you more effective in many ways. So that's an important element to consider, is authenticity and vulnerability. Number 2 is passion and enthusiasm. Your passion is contagious. And so whether you're talking about a cause that you care about or a special project or the mission of the team or the organization, people who are passionate and enthusiastic about something just tend to be more interesting, I think. Their energy and their excitement can be inspiring. So what are you passionate about that you might need to spend more time on? Or what personal interests have you been neglecting? How might you learn more about what other people are passionate about? That would just be a great question to touch base. You know, this episode is airing in spring. It's a great time for new growth, thinking about new ideas, something new you want to try. So you might want to plant a question like that with your team just to explore what's something new that you're excited about. Number three is curiosity and open-mindedness. Curiosity is a driving force behind exploration and discovery. I've done, multiple podcasts now on the topic of curiosity. I think it's so incredibly important. People who are curious and open-minded tend to have a broader range of interests and experiences. It just makes them more interesting to engage with. They're always seeking to learn and grow and understand the world around them. And I think the most curious people listen to podcasts. So think about how you might become more curious about the people that you work with. How might you get to know them better? Maybe you can get them to share more stories or specific examples of what they've enjoyed or what lights them up. How might you get to know those people who seem more mysterious that might be a little harder to draw out? You know, people who have an air of mystery or unpredictability can spark a lot of curiosity and fascination. You might need to dig deeper with them. As an example, a yoga class that I'm a part of, my handstand yoga class, one of the things that our teacher does that I love so much is he'll just start our class with a question. And we have a little conversation about that before we get into whatever we're learning for that session. But the question last week that he asked was, what's something that scares you that you know you want to do and that you'll approach with courage and do it anyway? And I just thought that was a great provocative question. And so to plant a question like that to help draw out experiences and ideas from your team that they don't normally talk about might be a good exercise to try. And that's just another example of what I do that's a little bit out of the norm. I often joke that I like to learn handstands and being upside down because it gives me a different view. I just love it. What's something out of the norm you might try? Number four is creativity and uniqueness. And creativity shows up in a lot of different ways. It could be artistic expression, but it doesn't have to be. It might be innovative problem solving, unconventional thinking. I think people who embrace creativity and showcase their uniqueness often stand out and they capture attention. So where or how can you cultivate more creativity? I always recommend hanging around people who like to express creativity in some way. Creativity continues to be one of the most in-demand leadership skills, by the way, and we've done a couple of other episodes on that topic as well. Number five is empathy and understanding. People who have empathy, who genuinely seek to understand others and connect on a deeper level, I think are incredibly interesting. They're very skilled at listening and empathizing. They're able to see the world through a different lens and foster meaningful connections and conversations. So how might you simply listen more intently, simply to understand? Number six is resilience and growth. People who have faced challenges, adversity, and who continue to grow and evolve as a result of that, I think are also incredibly interesting. Their resilience and their perseverance has so much to teach other people. So where can you reinforce the resilience and growth you've seen in the people that you lead? And what can you do to foster your own resilience and growth? Number seven is humor and wit. I love people who have a great sense of humor, whether it's through the words that they use or just observational humor. People who can make other people laugh are seen as highly interesting. So how might you appreciate those people who bring humor and or bring more humor or laughter yourself? Number eight, impact and purpose. One of my favorite topics to talk about. I think when you understand what impact a person wants to make, it's really interesting to discover what drives them. Individuals who are driven by a sense of purpose, you know, who strive to make a difference and make a positive impact are deeply compelling. So do you know what impact the people you lead really want to make? How might you find out? How might you focus more directly on your own purpose to re-energize your work, bring more interest and impact so you're not just going through the motions? So just as a quick recap of the eight aspects, number one is authenticity and vulnerability. Two, look at passion and enthusiasm. Three, curiosity and open-mindedness. Four, creativity and uniqueness. Five, empathy and understanding. Six, resilience and growth. 7, humor and wit, and 8, impact and purpose. So by exploring these deeper dimensions of what makes a person or something interesting, you can gain a better understanding of how to cultivate curiosity and authenticity and connection with your team and, you know, within the organization as a whole. You can foster an environment where everyone feels valued and engaged, and it just makes work better. So there's something to be said for following your process and having systems and working your plan and, you know, producing results, but if you're not finding people and or the work itself to be interesting, I think you're missing out. So I hope this episode has made you think a little differently. And of course, that you found it to be interesting in some way. I also hope you have a wonderful rest of the week, either being insanely interesting or experiencing something insanely interesting while doing the work that matters to you. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, be sure to share this episode with someone else who might benefit or leave a review. You can join my email list by going to workmatters.com so you don't miss an episode. And there you can learn more about ways we serve mission-driven leaders like you. If there's a challenge you want to discuss, I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, keep growing as a leader, inspiring change, and doing the work that matters to you.